BBC News. The British Prime Minister Theresa May is speaking shortly to the country following her request for a short extension to Britain leaving the European Union. Earlier, the President of the European Council, Donald Tusk, said a short extension to the Brexit process would be possible, but only if Britain's Parliament approved the withdrawal agreement. British MPs have already rejected the deal twice by huge margins. Médecins Sans Frontières rescuers working in Mozambique have warned there are only 2 or 3 days of clean water left in the city of Beira after a devastating cyclone nearly destroyed the city's infrastructure 6 days ago. A BBC correspondent says people are waiting in a stadium and on rooftops for help. A Senegalese bus driver with Italian citizenship has hijacked a school bus near the city of Milan and set it on fire in apparent protest at migrant deaths in the Mediterranean. All of the children were rescued by police after a 40-minute ordeal. The man was later arrested. An entire university football team has been kidnapped in Cameroon. The students were practicing at the University of Buya when they were taken by gunmen. Kidnappings have become common in Anglophone Cameroon, where the university is based. The UN Human Rights Commissioner has condemned Venezuelan security forces for their violent crackdown on peaceful protesters. Michelle Bachelet said her office had documented 205 deaths last year. The former French film star and outspoken animal rights activist Brigitte Bardot has caused a storm of protest on the French Indian Ocean island of Réunion over comments deemed racist. In a letter to Réunion's prefect and local media, she denounced what she termed as the barbaric treatment of animals by a degenerate population, which had kept its savage genes. BBC News.